सो वेन वी से दॅट बाय चॅन्टिंग चित्त दर्पण मार्जन वी मूव टू भाव महादावा निर्वापण सो इज इट इंटेलेक्चुअलायझिंग अ कन्सेप्च्युअलायझिंग ऑर इज इट ॲक्च्युली एक्सपिरियन्सिंग बोथ ॲस्पेक्ट्स आर देअर इन इट नो जनरली वी नीड टू बी गायडेड बाय द इंटेलिजन्स सो इवन इंटेलेक्चुअली अंडरस्टँडिंग दॅट आय एम नॉट द बॉडी आय एम द सोल दॅट ऑल्सो गिव्ज अस सम मोटिवेशन टू टॉलरेट बॉडीली सफरिंग्स बट दॅट अलोन इज नॉट इनफ सो वी नीड टू एक्सपिरियन्स सो एक्सपिरियन्स डझंट नेसेसरली मीन आय गेट सम मिस्टिकल विजन बाय विच आय एम सी आय एम अ सोल बट एक्सपिरियन्स कॅन ऑल्सो मीन दॅट वेन वी कनेक्ट विथ कृष्णा वेन वी रिमेंबर कृष्णा वेन वी फील सम हायर फुलफिलमेंट इन द रिमेंबरन्स ऑफ कृष्णा दॅट इट सेल्फ कॅन बी अ इंडिकेटर फॉर अस दॅट देर इज अ हायर रियालिटी दॅट आय कॅन गेट रिलीफ इन दॅट हायर रियालिटी अँड वेन आय गेट रिलीफ इन दॅट हायर रियालिटी देन वॉट एवर इज द लोअर रियालिटी आय कॅन टॉलरेट इट सो आय गिव एन एक्झाम्पल फॉर दिस दॅट से देर इज अ small baby, you know, when as baby is newborn, she doesn't even know that there is my mother and my mother loves me. She's just born crying and then she sees, she's put on the mother's breast and she drinks milk. But for her, initially, she's not aware of anything. But slowly as she moves on, she starts becoming aware, oh, there is a, this is not just some milk coming from somewhere, there's a person who loves me, that person is giving me milk. That all that awareness grows gradually. And then say, it's a cold night and the baby is shivering. And the mother sees that and the mother puts a blanket on the baby. Now when the baby is very small, she will not understand anything. Oh, I was trembling and now I'm feeling comfortable. That's all she will sense. But as she grows up and she understands that my mother loves me, then even if she's, her eyes are closed, even if she's asleep, still when she feels the warmth of the blanket, she knows, oh, my mother must have put the blanket on me. Now, at this stage, the eyes are not open. So she has not seen the mother. But just from the warmth of, from the warmth and the comfort of the blanket, she understands the background. Okay, this is my mother's love for me. And that mother's love is being expressed with the blanket being put on my body. So similarly, initially, when we start practicing bhakti, you know, we just come to a temple or we come to kirtan and dance. And it just feels good. Now, why it feels good? What is the source of that good feeling? We don't know anything. It's like a baby just putting the mouth at the mother's breast and getting some nice milk. Oh, this is good. But it doesn't know anything. Why? From where? What is this good? Who is giving me this good? Why is this good feeling coming? We don't know anything. But as we grow spiritually, then whenever we absorb ourselves in Krishna, whether it is in studying Shastra, whether it is worshipping the deity or chanting the holy names or doing kirtan, now we experience some uplifting feeling. We experience some purifying, solace-giving, strengthening feeling. And as we grow spiritually, then we connect that experience with Krishna's love. So we absorb ourselves in Krishna, but to connect that with Krishna's love, yes. It's like the blanket, the baby at one particular time will connect. Oh, this blanket's warmth and comfort, that is an expression of my mother's love for me. Similarly for us, at our sadhaka stage, now our spiritual eyes are not yet open, so we can't see Krishna. But the comfort and relief that we experience in the remembrance of Krishna, that is, if we see with the eyes of knowledge, we understand this is an expression of Krishna's love for me. So that's why I said there is an experience. But to connect that experience with Krishna's love, we need knowledge. Without that, I will have the experience. I came to a temple, you know, I felt so nice, I felt so peaceful when I came to a temple. But then I just go back and go on with my life. If I don't have the knowledge, I think, okay, sometimes I go to some places, I feel good. So like that, I came to the temple and I felt good and I went away. So that's why we need to get experience and the process of bhakti gives us experience. But from the experience to make the connection, what does this experience mean? For that, we need knowledge also. So knowledge alone is not enough. We could say at one level the experience is enough. But the problem is, if we don't understand the experience, we don't connect the experience with Krishna directly, then we will not follow a process to get that experience again. So that's why both are required. We have to intellectually understand the nature of material world. At the same time, It also practice bhakti, which gives us experience of higher reality. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Yes, Mataji.